special English listeners, you have a chance to win a portable radio that receives shortwave, medium wave, and FM. Just tell us what time you heard this announcement. Give the local time and the frequency or wavelength you're tuned to. Or tell us if you heard this online or by satellite. Again, tell us what time you heard this, also the frequency or wavelength, or if you were listening online or by satellite. Write to VOA Special English Contest, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. Or send an email to contest@voanews.com and be sure to include your name and address. Your response will go into a drawing to win the radio or other prizes. Again, VOA Special English Contest, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or contest@voanews.com.
Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about two famous American women, play music by Akon, and tell about a craft show in Washington, D.C. Where can you go to see and buy the work of 120 of America's best craft artists? In Washington, D.C., you can visit the yearly Smithsonian Craft Show. For 25 years, some of the finest craft artists have gathered to show their expertly made objects at this special event. These objects include beautiful jewelry, wood, paper, glass, ceramics, and more. Faith Lapidus tells us about it.
The Smithsonian Craft Show is held every year for 4 days in late April. Going to the craft show is an exciting activity. As you visit the many craft artist show areas, you feel like you are taking part in a celebration of artistic skill and invention. But not just any artist can take part in this event. More than 1,000 people from all over the United States requested to be in the show, but only 120 were chosen. They were carefully picked by a jury of craft experts. The craft show is organized every year by the Smithsonian Women's Committee. The event helps raise money to support education and research programs for the 19 museums that are part of the Smithsonian Institution. This year, for example, visitors could see the graceful ceramic works of Jennifer McCurdy. Her finely formed white clay containers have a fluid sense of motion. Or visitors could play with the detailed and imaginative toy machines made by Bill Durovchik. Holly Ann Mitchell showed her wonderfully creative jewelry made out of folded pieces of newspaper. Joe Ritchie received the Best of Show Award for her colorful art objects made by tying thin pieces of cloth cord into detailed forms. And if you wanted to wear a piece of art, you could buy a hat by Joan Hammerschmidt. Her wildly colorful and inventively shaped hats would make everyone look at you with a smile.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. The students of Nguyen Tan Duc at the Marie Curie High School want to know about two famous American women, Helen Keller and Sally Ride. Helen Keller was born in 1880 in a small town in Alabama. She developed an infection when she was 19 months old. She lost the ability to see and hear. When Helen was 7 years old, her parents hired a special teacher for their daughter. Anne Sullivan taught Helen the names of things. She formed letters with her fingers in Helen's hand to spell out words. She taught Helen sign language and how to use her voice. Later, Helen Keller learned to read Latin, Greek, French, and German. She completed her studies at Radcliffe College with honors in 1904. Helen Keller worked for many years for the American Foundation for the Blind. She met with presidents and traveled to many countries. She wrote books and articles, and she showed other disabled people that they, too, could succeed. Helen Keller died in 1968. Her life story has been told in books, plays, and movies. Sally Ride grew up near Los Angeles, California. She studied science in college. In 1978, she was one of the first 6 women to be trained as an astronaut. She also earned a doctoral degree in astrophysics at Stanford University in California. Sally Ride was the first American woman in space. She was the flight engineer on the Challenger space shuttle in 1983. She was 31 years old, the youngest American astronaut ever to go into orbit. 1 year later, she was a crew member on another space shuttle flight. And in 1986, she was a member of the presidential committee that investigated the explosion of the Challenger space shuttle earlier that year. Sally Ride left NASA to teach at Stanford University. Since 1989, she has been a professor at the University of California at San Diego. She has also written science books for children and directed education projects designed to interest young people in science.
Convict. Stand up! Salute! Devon Stevens up front is in the building! Let's go!
Senegalese-American singer Akon has a musical sound that is different from current popular artists. He has had several hit songs. Barbara Klein tells us about him.
I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you and you already know I want to love you. You already know.
That was Akon singing his hit song, I Wanna Love You, from his latest album, Convicted. Akon's real name is Alioune Thiam. He is the son of Senegalese jazz drummer Mor Thiam. Akon grew up listening to jazz and other kinds of music, but he especially liked hip-hop. When he was a teenager, Akon was arrested and sentenced to 3 years in jail for stealing cars. During his time in jail, Akon wrote songs. Those songs became part of his first album, Trouble, released in 2004. Akon sings about his arrest and jail experiences in this song, Locked Up.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? Your freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. Patrolling. Now they done stop me and I get locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No. Town to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire. On the covers dressed as fiends, making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash, and as I sold the last pack around and got locked up, they won't let me out.
Music critics say Akon is popular because his music offers something new. His creative sound combines Caribbean and West African singing with popular music and hip-hop beats. Akon has performed and recorded songs with many kinds of artists. They include rapper Snoop Dogg, singer Gwen Stefani, and the South African singing group Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We leave you with another hit song from Akon's latest album, Convicted. This is Don't Matter.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
Cause I got you, babe.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
Cause
we gon' find. For our right to love, yeah. Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
Cause I
nobody wanna see us together. Nobody thought we'd last forever. I feel I'm hoping and praying things between us don't get better. Men steady coming after you, women steady coming after me. Seems like everybody wanna go for self and don't wanna respect boundaries. Telling you all those lies just to get on your side. But I must admit there was a couple secrets I held inside. But just know that I tried to always apologize. And I'ma have you first, always in my heart to keep you satisfied.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Lawan Davis, Dana Demange, and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.